Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And I've been MIA. I've been trying to use other audio platforms, but I don't know. Those that know me, I tend to get bored and restless and just bounce around. So, this weekend was kind of wild. And the song that you heard, I've heard, I don't know, the last week I've heard it over and over and over and over again. Because I was out hanging with the hood rat for days, it seemed. And you can play it in the jukebox. And then you can have it on your iPod. And then you can just play it over and over and over again. I've always not been a huge fan of 90s rock, and Soundgarden always reminds me of 90s rock. I can tolerate it in small doses. But now this song is going to have a just... Because I guess, you know, I thought, and I know this is silly, but when I was younger, I always thought that I was the only one who could relate to music on a lyrical, you know, like, oh, wow, I know exactly how they feel. You know, I just, being an only child, I just never talked to anybody else about it. But the hood rat tends to... you know, there are certain verses and lines and songs that actually, you know, reach out and touch you. And it was fitting. The song was fitting for the time, for the occasion. And I think I lost my hearing there for a while. I'm not sure if he blew out the speakers in the house, but... It felt like he did. And then there were some other songs. I think it was Strand. No. Was it Strand? Or was it... But the thing I was thinking of was when I first got into the car today to drive to work, which I'm on my way to Corn Country, is that it started from the very beginning. Like as if I... Like as if the universe was trying to tell me something. And I hate to say I'm superstitious, but I am. I'm Mexican. What can I say? I'm talking to my mother yesterday, and you know, Catholics aren't supposed to be superstitious, but you know, that's kind of how we were raised. There was a comedian I saw over the weekend saying that Mexicans can use an egg to cast out the devil. And I laugh so hard because I've seen it. I've seen that little thing done. But anyway, and my mom was talking about, you know, coincidence for Saturday was my stepdad's birthday, and she had gone up to Beloit to the cemetery, and she stopped off at a restaurant with some friends, and she ran into some of his family. And they hadn't seen her since, you know, my stepdad passed away years ago, 93. And she says, do you think that's coincidence? Yes, I do. But she's going to take it as a sign that, you know, my deceased stepfather had a hand in bringing them together on his birthday, blah, blah, blah. So I really can't judge, because today I get in the car and I hear this song after I've heard it a bazillion times in the last, let's see, what, Tuesday, Monday, Sunday, a week. And I'm thinking, wow, I didn't go looking for this song. I just turned the key on in and turned the ignition, and here it was. You know, from the beginning. So I'm wondering what kind of day this is going to be for being the hood rat. Or maybe it might not be any big deal at all. And that's kind of what I'm thinking. it's not going to be any really big deal because I have no intentions on going looking for anything. I just plan on going home, minding my business, and waiting for my 4-day weekend. Then we'll see what happens. Okay, I hope everybody's doing well, and I'm gonna bid you adieu so that I can continue to drive, drink mate, and enjoy the ride. Laterness, people.